Yesterday morning late, 9:15, of all places, in a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is where they arrested Luigi Mangione, as we've reported, and one of the first television reporters on the scene to break the news, Barry Pintar from KDK-TV, who joins us this morning. Barry, can't imagine when you got the call, said you're going to Altoona, they think they have the New York City shooting suspect in a McDonald's. That was the first surprise, and then we find out he may have spent a little time in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, that's what the police are saying, and it certainly was crazy. Yeah, we were on our way to a story in Washington, PA, and we got the call, run to Altoona as fast as you can get there. They think they have the guy who shot down 50-year-old UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in a McDonald's in Altoona. So, yeah, as you mentioned, we were one of the first ones there. Of course, I went in trying to talk to the people at McDonald's. They weren't really talking. But what's crazy about it, Larry, is here we are once again in the middle of this national and international spotlight in our region, where these stories keep breaking in our backyard. They thought, you know, the police were looking for him in Atlanta. He had a passport all over the place. Born and raised in Maryland. So the question, why Altoona and how Pennsylvania and how even possibly time in Pittsburgh? Born and raised in Maryland, last known address, I think Paul Rasmus has probably talked about this as well, Honolulu. But we do know that he did, attend college here in Pennsylvania. So why here? Those questions yet unanswered. But I'll tell you the crazy part, Larry. So to our understanding, you know, we got dual reports. An employee spotted him. A customer spotted him. What actually happened was he was sitting there in his blue face mask, which was not very wise because he looked exactly like the pictures who had been plastered all over the country. And apparently a customer went up to an employee and said, this guy's looking really suspicious. The McDonald's employee then called the police. And within a few moments, a cop shows up who had only been on the job 6 months. And you know the rest of the story. They found the gun. They found the silencer. They found a 3-page handwritten manifesto. Taken into custody, and for all intents and purposes, police are pretty confident they got their man right here in a town of 45,000 people, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
You know, Barry, this strikes me as almost a perfect situation for him to be found. If you're in a large city like Pittsburgh and you're downtown or you're in the Philadelphia area, there are going to be a fair number of people wearing hoodies and masks. There's going to be some of that. But in Altoona, no.
Yes, exactly. Much easier to blend in a larger city, which again asks the question, why was he here? Why was he there? You know, for folks who don't got the geography down specifically, Altoona, 2 hours from Pittsburgh, 4.5 hours from New York City. But again, police suspecting that he may have been right here in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia and then somehow ended up right there in Altoona, plopped in the middle of this McDonald's.
And Governor Josh Shapiro asking if anyone believes they've encountered him, certainly in the Pittsburgh area, please call the police with any insignificant information, even if you think so. Barry Pintar, more coming up, KDK-TV. Barry, thank you.
My pleasure, Larry. Anytime.